Sure. I'm Red McConnell, Senior Executive, Vice Senior President of Chatelou's Department of Treasury.
I'm Melody Sinclair, and you're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. How's it going, Red?
Well, the internet is being overrun with AI-generated content. Meta announced last month that they'd be rolling in their own AI bots to help spruce up their platforms.
Actually, Meta backed down on that after users rediscovered the questionable AI profiles the company had already put out in 2023.
You know, when we created our own AI in Chatelou, at least it was for the express purpose of running our weapons and research development branch.
And how'd that go, Red?
The AI went rogue, led to a coup, sparked a brief civil war. Besides the point, it's a feel-bad story all around. A genocide continues in the Middle East, and I cannot, for the life of me, find a good donut around here. I feel like that's one of those American stereotypes that aren't actually true. Yous all aren't just swimming in donuts over here, and it's incredibly disappointing.
Donuts are kind of hard to swim in. Coffee, that might be possible, but sticky if it's flavored or sweetened. Seriously, though? Try the little cafe on Greenwood. They do half-price donuts on Thursdays.
Speaking of the price of donuts, the average price of a donut in America? Only 24 bi-cents.
And while you're in the mood to talk numbers, Red, why don't you give us the first round of global exchange rates?
We'll kick things off with Great Britain's pound sterling into bison dollars is 0.199. The US dollar, 0.159. The Canadian dollar, 0.111. The euro, 0.165. The Japanese yen, 0.001. In Australia, for the Australian dollar, 0.099. The Swiss franc, 0.176. People's Republic of China, Yuan, 0.022, the Hong Kong dollar, 0.020, and the New Zealand dollar, 0.090.
We'll have more global exchange rates to share later on in the show. Coming up, Samson Escapades on the start of the Chatelou City Destiny's Destiny Tournament. But first, here's Go-Go Polytank Z from Waku Waku 7. Welcome back to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Go-Go Polytank Z from Waku Waku 7.
You know, I love it when lesser-known games have such a dedicated following, despite the greater FGC maybe not recognizing that following or the quality of the game, like Waku Waku 7, Street Fighter, The Movie, The Game, Fight Club,
And it's even more difficult when the game has such a limited release, like, say, Destiny is Destiny.
I think we can both agree, as two people not in the world of game development, that making games is hard. But Shadaloo Indie Dev's Spinning Cube Games are making the most of their debut fighting game, Destiny is Destiny, and the local Shadaloo City FGC is running with it.
They're gearing up for their first major event of the year, and we've got Samson Escapades on the scene to tell us more about it.
Thanks, Melody. In just 4 days, Third Block Arcade will host Domain 2025. The event will feature brackets of Street Fighter VI, Tekken 8, Fight Club, and Destiny is Destiny. Top DID players already registered in the bracket include Red Tornado, Max Adam, Spectral, I Am Clay, Jimmins, and Dance Ryan Dance. This is the first of four major Destiny is Destiny events throughout the tournament season, leading up to the grand finals in October. Destiny is here 2025. Spinning Cube Games considers last tournament season a huge success, and they suspect this year will be better than ever and propel Destiny is Destiny to the international stage of the FGC.
Are there any odds-on favorites that you see winning the Destiny is Destiny bracket at Domain?
Jimmins has been looking particularly strong at Domain's weekly locals in the time seasons. I'd say she's the one to look out for. Domain 2025 is February 7th. We'll have full coverage and results of the event. I'm Samson Escapades, Shadaloo City Shadaloo. Back to you, Melody in Red.
Another round of global exchange rates are coming your way after the break.
And after that, we'll be taking questions, requests, and dedications, so make sure you submit those on social media at HMI Bison Dollars and use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD.
But for now, here's Prismatic Butterfly from Dead or Alive 3, right here on FGC Radio.
Welcome back to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Prismatic Butterfly from Dead or Alive 3. We've got another round of exchange rates coming your way to keep you up to date on the current state of the Bison Dollar. You're muted, Red. No, the other. Right, one more. You're right.
Volume! Thanks, that's better. And speaking of things that are better, let's talk about bison dollars, eh? Another round of global exchange rates. Let's begin with the Indian rupee to bison dollars, 0.002. The Philippine peso, 0.003. For Russia, 0.001. Fortnite's V-Bucks, 0.001. The South African Rand, 0.009. Malaysia, 0.035. The Egyptian pound, 0.003. The Bangladesh taka, 0.001. The Nepalese rupee, 0.001. And the Romanian lu, 0.027. I put that last one on there as a warning.
As a warning not to touch that radio dial. We still have more How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio coming up next. But first, a music break with Precious Heart from Street Fighter EX3.
Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Precious Heart from Street Fighter EX3. Now I understand that for many of you, How Much in Bison Dollars, and by extension me, I am your first real exposure to Shadaloo and Shadaloo culture. That's even been mostly the case here at FGC Radio. Melody, Am I the first Shadaloon you've ever met?
Here I thought it was a Shadaloonie. Yes, you are.
And that's why we're dedicating a portion of the show to answer your questions, comrades, about bison dollars, about life in Shadaloo, about our plans for world domination, about FGC radio hosts like Melody.
Questions about me? Me? Right, I guess, if you insist.
But mostly we're doing this because station management said audience engagement is good?
Audience engagement is good.
It's good!
Our first question comes from Dave J. Dixon over on Blue Sky. They ask, what is Shadaloo's thoughts on the weird 7-foot-tall cryptid in a trench coat everyone's talking about? Dan Hibiki says he thinks he's just Zubaz. They also want to know how much M. Bison spends on dental.
Now, obviously I cannot speak for Shadaloo Central Comms on what our official stance is on Q. I just work in the Department of Treasury. I would guess our position on Q is neutral. Q's never caused any trouble for Shadaloo or in Shadaloo that I'm aware of. Now, Dan Hibiki...
Careful.
I don't like how certain podcasts lean into sensationalism and conspiracy for clicks and viewership. If Dan wants to insinuate that Q and the Baz are one and the same on the Dan Hibiki podcast, he certainly can. He'd be wrong, verifiably wrong, but he can.
And M. Bison's dental plan.
There is no dental plan. Shadaloo has universal health coverage, which includes dental.
Really? What would I have to do to get Shadaloo citizenship? And from Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club.
Which is a quality podcast I can recommend to you, by the way. Give it a listen. That's the Shujin Academy VGM Club.
Tom wants to know, what's the current Shadaloo Department of Treasury stance on owning gold?
So, gold is one of those weird investment options that really only appeals to one specific class of people, the upper middle class. The point of gold as an investment is that it's stable, the value is constantly crawling upward, inflation doesn't really affect it. The problem is the upfront cost of it is too high for anyone lower than upper middle class to invest in, but the returns aren't immediate or profitable enough for the rich. The rich can afford to take risks and still be okay, where the upper middle class is still middle class and still closer to losing it all on risky investments than hitting it big and moving up into that rich category.
How much does an ounce of gold go for these days anyway?
That'd be $424.72 in bison dollars.
Remember, every week we'll be taking your questions, requests, and dedications. So be sure you submit those on social media at HMIBisonDollars and use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD. We've got someone on the line right now with a request. Caller, you're on FGC Radio. What's your name? Where are you from?
What's good with you? It's Dougie J from Shadaloo City.
And what can we play for you here today, Dougie J?
Brave soul, braver soul.
That's a solid choice, comrade. Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. Here's Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2.
We'll be right back.
listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2. We have just a little more show to go before we say goodbye, though. Before we do that, though, Red's going to unveil January's Employee of the Month.
It's a very prestigious honor to be the How Much in Bison Dollars Employee of the Month. You get your picture on the social media, we mention you in the company email, there's a $25 gift card to Quiznos, a whole $4 bison dollars. And this month, it's going to Dr. Lazarus Kind of the Shadaloo Health Council.
Congratulations, Dr. Kind.
Dr. Kind is the recipient of this award for his continued excellence in maintaining the health and well-being of the troops. Dr. Kind helped expand the services offered to Shadaloo veterans, as well as his work with the Shadaloo Department of Treasury to help subsidize the cost and availability of birth control products and procedures. From all of us here at FGC Radio and Shadaloo, thank you, Dr. Kind. I recommend the mesquite chicken and bacon, by the way. That's my favorite.
Wonderful. That'll do it for this week's show.
Coming up next, a panel of FGC old heads discuss which Rwandan war criminals they'd forgive if they place top 8 in Street Fighter 6.
We're not playing that, Red. We have more great tracks and incredible programming coming your way. For How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, I'm Melody Sinclair.
And I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury. Gloria ad Pax Bisonica. Enjoy your day. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio is a How Much in Bison Dollars production brought to you by FGC Radio. You can follow FGC Radio on Blue Sky at FGC Radio. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio features music by Terrible Brosif. You can follow Brosif on both Twitter and TikTok at Terrible Brosif. The role of Red Meccano was played by me, How Much in Bison Dollars. You can find me on most social media sites at HMI Bison Dollars, or by quickly pressing down and start if the word toasty is heard on the Starbridge stage. Melody Sinclair was portrayed by Solstice Hannon. Solstice can be found on most relevant and some irrelevant social media sites at Darker Solstice. Samson Escapades was portrayed by Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast. You can follow the professor on Blue Sky at Shujin Academy and on Instagram at Shujin Academy VGM Club. You can listen to the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Dougie J was portrayed by Faust. Faust can be found on Instagram and Twitter at SadBoyFaust. Special thanks to FGC Radio for broadcasting this show, and thank you, comrades, for listening to it. How Much in Bison Dollars airs the first and third Tuesday of every month going forward, and we hope you'll tune in every single time. Gloria ad Pax Bisonica, comrades. Thank you.